The following programming is sponsored by Fatima Peters. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Peasley Media Group.
Hello, 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 Philadelphia. This is Fatima Peters with a live radio show, empowering and inspiring people to create great opportunities for their lives. We are here every Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. on WWDB Talk AM in our social channels. And thanks to our sponsors, Shima Steakhouse, for all they have done for us being here every week. Today we have Aileen Reyes. She's a fitness coach. This beautiful Wonder Woman disguised as the nerdy young one with thick glass that has her own business called Aileen Lifestyle to love, enjoy, and nurture life. Welcome, Aileen.
Thank you so much. What an amazing introduction. I'm so excited to be here. So excited to share a little bit about myself and just connect with everyone. So I can't wait for someone out there to really take a piece of what goes on today. And what an amazing show you have. I'm just so excited to be back.
Thank you. Thank you. And we have a long story together. You have been my student in emotion management school. We have actually spent time together, social life, and enjoy our friends, our common friends. And today, I would like you to share your life with us because you have a very powerful story. So Aileen was born in Puerto Rico and raised in Philadelphia. She enjoys the beach, sun, and summer in Florida, where she hosts one mega fit camp a month at the beach. Wow. How about that? Aileen, your life actually has not been just a fit, perfect journey, because you have epilepsy, you had a drunken driver car accident, and a Steven Johnson syndrome survivor. My goodness, congratulations to all you have achieved, because looking at you now, you have gone a long way in this health journey. So tell us a little bit about that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And, you know, we never know what this life has in hold for us, but it definitely creates the person that you are down the road. So I have been a survivor of epilepsy. So shout out to anyone who's going through that or a family member. And coming out of a car accident where, you know, drunken driver car accidents happen day in and day out, and I was able to walk away from that, along with Steven Johnson syndrome. If you don't know what that is, it's just a very unusual syndrome that you have an allergy to a medication and it burns your entire body from the inside out.
Wow.
And all of these times, I never knew once that I was going to walk away with a life.
Wow.
But when you do walk away, you know that, you know, this world and this life isn't done with you. So you have to live in purpose. And prior to the car accident, I was an athlete from middle school all the way to college. I was a track runner. I did the hurdler. I got to run in the pen relays, even on an exhibition team with USA Blue and Red, which was just priceless. And then that was all stripped away from me when I was in that car accident.
Wow.
Not knowing that it wasn't fully stripped away from me. I just had a different path that I had to take. And during that car accident, I thought I could just jump back into running. And that is when my emotional well-being, I would say, was initially tested. And that's even before I had a chance to meet you, Fatima. And I quit on even being a runner at that time.
Wow.
I thought it was over. I thought it was the end. I wasn't emotionally equipped to get back. But I saw the strength that I needed to overcome that. And then, you know, almost 10 years later, exactly, then my whole body burnt from the inside out. And my
wow.
well-being emotionally was tested again.
Wow.
But this time I felt like I was more equipped. And I finally knew that it was time for me to take that athlete and turn it into a trainer, a coach, so I can now give back through those experiences and through the athlete that I once was that still lived in me, but pour into others, that it was more important to service others and for them to know that there is still options after you go through tragic events. as long as you have the equipment, the tools that you need in your toolbox.
In yourself, yes.
Yes, to be emotionally equipped, be physically equipped. And you only get one vehicle, and that's this amazing car that we have.
Yes.
So that's where my wellness and training profession blossomed from.
Yeah.
So I just took that athlete and took those events, wrapped them up with coaching, and now I've just been a trainer for over 15 years.
Yeah, that's amazing. Soon we're going to have Dr. Kevin Jurina here in the show to talk about those things that can happen in the body after trauma. You know, for sure, the Steven Johnson syndrome that happened in you was really related to the trauma beforehand, right? Because how you see how emotionally the body responds to certain things. You understand what I'm saying? Even though it looks like it's allergic to a meds, but every disease in the body has definitely a connection on the emotional system. So, So after overcoming your own personal traumatic experience, you committed yourself and transforming lives through coaching, showing others the importance of their well-being. So you do nutritional and physical and mental coaching, right?
Yes, that's correct. So I was a personal trainer, just going into the gym and training someone on their body for some time. And I realized that that was more like a counseling session almost. People come into the gym and it's their outlet and they share their entire lives with you.
And they did an exercise.
And they're using that time. It's probably the only time they have for themselves, but they're really exposing themselves in a deeper way. And that fitness is allowing them to kind of get all that out. And that's where I really realized that it was bigger than being a trainer. And that's where I really umbrellaed myself as a wellness coach, as a transformation coach. And after, of course, even being coached through you, that it was a way, it was just a door to get into people. So yes, now I'm a wellness coach, and it's all connected, like you said. So really it starts with the way that you fuel your body, what goes in through this mouth that really makes a difference for, you know, that body that's alive in every way to work, and what goes into your mind and how you receive and give out emotions. And then the physical part is like the bonus to keep your body looking good.
Yes. You have been a student of my emotion management course, as I said. So continuing the subject, how do you think that the skills you learn, you know, in the school complemented your journey as a fitness coaching? It's specific because many people struggle with finding the motivation to start the fitness routine. And obviously that is tied up in emotional body. How do you approach and guide individuals to overcome those hurdles?
Oh, I have to say that, first of all, Fatima, the transition that happened in my business, starting in myself, I could really tell after I got your coaching, because I had to be, first of all, fully emotionally equipped myself in order to service others. And I would have to say that I was able to start identifying within myself and within my clients so I can better help them, because you were almost like a counselor in a way, was first of all, how to remove those negative thoughts. And you quickly educated me, and I've been able to identify that with others, is when a negative thought comes in, and it stuck with me till now, you have to DCD it.
That's it. Dr. Augusto Cudi, DCD. And you, did you meet Dr. Augusto Cudi here in Philadelphia?
Yes, I did.
Oh, that's the man. Yeah, he's so big right now, by the way. He, two movies on Netflix and all that, and that's our mentor. So you had the experience to actually be with Dr. Augusto Cudi here in Philadelphia with us and enjoy his teachings. I mean, this is amazing, you know. Balancing physical and emotional health can be challenged, right? As you have, you know, experienced. How do you incorporate emotional well-being into the fitness coaching is very important, because one doesn't live without the other. So DCD, definitely, the tool that we use. I use daily, by the way. Do you still use the tool itself?
Daily and yeah. Not once.
Yeah.
All day daily.
And your whole family have learned that too.
Yes. So it's just an abbreviation, but you already know what it means.
Yes.
And
yes.
Now I can quickly explain it to someone else, or someone's like, I'm not ready. I'm going to wait till tomorrow. When tomorrow doesn't exist yet, all you have is now.
Yeah.
And even a quick other little tool where it was like an image in your mind. When you get a negative thought, quickly let it go, like a little balloon.
That's it.
No, let go of it.
Yeah.
Think of you holding to that balloon and let go.
It's virtual anyway, right? Yeah. It's virtual anyway. So it's amazing, you know, what you have done, because with limitations in your body, I remember when I met you, you know, you were still going through the you know, part of recuperating from the accident. And I remember, you know, we used to have long conversations, and I actually saw myself in you, because I also suffered a very bad car accident back in the days, in the 90s, that impaired me completely. I was emotionally impaired because of my physical body was not working. And I couldn't dance anymore. I was a professional dancer. Remember that? I was all over the city. I was a local celebrity, and I could not exercise that joy of being with people because I was constantly in pain. So, how do you address mental and emotional aspects of fitness? If you could give us some examples of such body images issues or self-confidence. Tell our listeners, how do you teach that in your training?
I'm so excited to be able to share this, because I think it's one of the biggest walls that we all come to. And you and I both know from experience, because we had to overcome that.
Mm-hmm.
And even myself, it's when you look in the mirror. So I try to let my clients know that they need to love themselves where they're at first. Because usually you're trying to work out and get in shape because you're trying to get a new appearance.
Very true.
And it's more about how you feel.
Uh-huh.
It's really about your health first. And the bonus is that you get to look great. But
true.
You need to look in the mirror. And I learned that because I have a huge scar on my face that I had to really take the time and look in the mirror and love the person that I saw, even with that scar in the mirror. And even until today, when you look at video and social media. So I tell my clients, look in the mirror. And even if you're hating in any way the person that you see in the mirror, tell that person you love them. I love you. I love you the way that you are. I love
exactly.
you the way that I see you. And I know that I can see you in a new way that I am trying to set goals for.
Yes, I agree with that.
If you love that person more, it will then drive you, because now emotionally, you're removing that negativity that you have about your own self. And you can actually achieve those goals that you're trying to lose certain weight, get more energy, and just feel better.
Very true. We'll take a little break. We'll be back here with Aline Reyes, and we'll talk a little more about emotional body that brings fitness to the ultimate performance.
Game Time is a sports-soaked therapy used by professional athletes, health, and wellness providers worldwide to aid in the recovery process unlike any other product in today's healthcare industry. Recover faster. Use before and after activities or workouts to prevent injury. We work out extremely hard to stay fit, so protect your body. Stay healthy with Game Time recovery products. Order yours today. Go to the website GameTimeSportsProducts.com.
Have you been to the best Brazilian-style steakhouse in Philadelphia? Shima, located on 20th and JFK, is an unforgettable dining experience. 15 types of rotisserie meats, including beef, lamb, shrimp, salmon, and much more. Private rooms, up to 150 people to host your special event and business dinners. Call now and mention a live radio show, 215-525-3233, or go to shimasteakhouse.com. Delivery and takeout available.
Hello, 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 Philadelphia. This is Fatima Peters with a live radio show. We are back with Aileen Reyes talking about fitness. She's a fitness coach and a beautiful friend that have gone through a lot to get to where she's at. She has made her challenges into this beautiful life that she has. And we've been talking about how to overcome the hurdles. This is incredible, Aileen. Thank you for being here with me, a dear friend and beautiful friend. I always admire you. You're always on the go. Resilience is definitely your thing. You're always on. You're always on. I watch your social media, and which is at Aileen24Fit. So A-I-L-E-E-N 24-F-I-T. And if you guys wanted to check her Aileen lifestyle link, just click on the link on the Instagram, because she has all her devices and products over there. Aileen, thank you for coming. And we are currently in transformation era, right? This is amazing. This is a time where people are paying attention to really change their lives. What do you think?
Yes, I agree. And that's why I've recently called myself a transformation coach, because we are in unique times all around us, and it's about transforming from the inside out.
Yes,
so we
definitely yes.
are a transformation time.
Yes. And talking about transformation, you told me that you have been currently transforming people's life and empowering them to create a life they want, and that you have a monthly 21-day challenge where 10 challengers will win $10,000 and have an access to amazing digital tools after qualifying. What is that? Oh my goodness,
yes,
I want that.
I'm so excited. Well, I love what I call fit camps, and I just love community. And a lot of us wait till the New Year's to set our New Year's resolution, which is usually about losing weight, which I really think it's more of an emotional thought if you think about it.
Very true.
Lost with something.
Well, everything is emotional, you know, because our thoughts just take us there. No matter what we focus on, it becomes. Right?
Every single thing.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel like, you know, even as a wellness physical trainer, it's really at the end of the day, an emotional coach in just a different format.
Very true. Very true.
Because that's really where you have to get to someone. And I feel like this 21-day challenge allows fears, intimidation, procrastination, all of those attachments to those emotions to really kind of snap out of it in 21 days. Because
yeah,
you walked away from New Year's. And sometimes you also think emotionally, that's too long. It will never happen.
Very true.
And I love to show someone that in 21 days, you can reach goals of losing weight, gaining lean muscle, or just simply feeling better and having more energy.
Yeah, so 21 days is what the mind needs to change. That's it. You put into a habit. And so how can people, do you have a link in your Instagram that people can actually register for this program?
Yes. So I'm really about making sure that you are plugging in one-on-one. So you DM me on my Instagram and every month, the first Monday of every month, the 21-day challenge starts. And instead of having to surf the internet, you get all the tools in one spot. You have 15-minute workouts at different levels. You have meal plans. You have a great nutritional program, which is one of the best in the country that you can add to your wellness profile. I will do a wellness profile for you. And then you get me one-on-one through those 21 days for no additional charge.
That's
fabulous. And the bonus is that at the end of the month, then 10 people get to win because of their amazing results.
Wow. They get rewarded. This is great.
Yes. So that's definitely $10,000 that we give away. And it's $1,000 per challenger that wins. And it's
wow, that's amazing.
As your trainer, I don't get to judge. We have a group of amazing other trainers who get to judge before and after pictures.
Wow.
And it just keeps you accountable,
which
accountability I learned from you too, Fatima, is very, very important. That's, you're attached emotionally to your accountability.
That's it. You have to be accountable for all your actions and thoughts and all that. You can't say, well, my mother made me think this way. It doesn't work. Okay, people, you have to go to Aileen's Instagram, which is at Aileen, A-I-L-E-E-N 24-F-I-T, fit. Aileen, this is incredible because I'm, you know, I am on my second part of the 30s, right? So I love being fit. I like to eat well. Do you find that as we get older, we slack into taking care of our bodies?
Yes.
I heard that.
But I see you and I have gotten sweaty in the gym together. So I see you go far. And
oh, yeah.
Even as a wellness coach, I've learned so many great recipes even from you. So I always get to, you know, learn from everyone around me. But I have really learned from you. So much respect to your discipline. But as we get older, I think our adulting, we get so used to all the other responsibilities that we ignore our own selves.
The routines that we have made.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We go and put gasoline into our cars. We get them tuned up. We wash them. We put them through the car wash.
Yeah.
But we don't do that to our own bodies. And as we get older, we need to even be pouring into it more.
Very true.
Because it's like a delicate flower.
Very true.
Very true. So this car, tune it up. You know, an old car, if it had its regular oil changes.
It's true. I have a 1996 Volkswagen from Brazil, you know, that I have had for long. It only has 25,000 miles on. Has gone everywhere, but I take very good care of it. And now it's a classic and looks amazing. I call it Branquinho. Whoever knows me knows that I have this little car. I mean, I love older is better. Come on.
Yes. Like a bottle of fine wine.
That's it. That's it. So, you know, today's age is the busy life, you know, because we creators, so we keep creating. Every day we create something new. The problem is to focus in one thing and do that. So we create more and more. And what I see is that people that are watching, they're trying to figure out what to do. They get busy just watching and they can't make decisions because they are so lost in thought of what should I do instead of being themselves and take something seriously to do. Meaning focus in one thing, like you did, like you focusing. And you learned that in my school, which is how to focus, okay? Put pride in what you do, knowing that wherever you go, you take that's you, to anywhere you go. Therefore, you ought to have a successful business. So you don't see that often, Aileen. You know, I see kids nowadays like completely hypnotized by the screens and they can't make a decision on what to do for themselves because they can't be themselves because they are looking into how they should be like the other that is being on that screen. You see? Do you see that in fitness as well?
I see it day in and day out. First of all, you're scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, looking at a body type that you want to be like.
Oh, my goodness.
And then you're so caught up in the different scrolling and what you desire to be, but you never stop, take a moment and say, okay, what do I need to do for myself? Then it's the same way with options. Oh, I could just plug into this online. I could just watch this person. But you end up, as you say, just watching.
Yeah, you're just watching.
It's so important to just... I love what I do. You know why? Because I come and I'll grab your hand and hold you by the hand.
Yep.
And say, take out distractions. And now you have me to keep you accountable.
Correct.
You have me to just stay focused, put your blinders on.
Yes.
Because if not, your days and hours will run right by you. And like you said, Fatima, your mind is so stimulated, overstimulated.
Way too much. This is the worst. Yes.
You can't make a decision to say, I'm going to start today. I'm going to do this for myself.
Correct.
And that decision, undecisiveness, turns into months, years, and then you live in regret, another emotion.
Yeah, constantly in regret and constantly hoping that I should have done that. I mean, we're talking about mothers, we talk about dads, we talk about sisters and brothers and kids of all ages, completely hypnotized by the busy life without the ability to move and create and to be in awareness on the now. I mean, how many people do you see driving at the supermarket, at any place, like zombies? They're not even at the gym, you know, and you see this crazy people, you know, doing this weird stuff at the gym. And I'm like, you know, there's something on Instagram that says, you never know what they're thinking because you're looking at them and they're doing these strange things only because they saw on it, on the TV, they saw on the screen, they saw somewhere that they have to do that. They don't have a trainer to do one-on-one with them. Do you see that often?
Keep their focus. And you said it earlier, you had taught me and I try to really implement that in all of my training and all that I give out is, you know, you have to find happiness within yourself. And all that creates, honestly, is a level of stress, and stress releases cortisone. So as you're releasing cortisone, that impacts how you lose weight, how you burn fat. You don't realize that it's a whole trickle effect, and it actually has an effect on your well-being physically, emotionally, and mentally.
Very true. Very true. Well, this is has been amazing. Thank you for this opportunity to chat with you, my dear friend. And I wish all the best to you and your business. We wanted to make sure that people listen to this great advice, that people actually connect with people that have happiness, that are aware. Make sure you choose your friends that are aware. Make sure you choose happy people. Make sure, you know, like positive environments. Don't you agree with that, Aileen?
Yeah.
We need to be in this
community.
Yeah.
Because when I'm out there giving a workout in a fit camp, we're yelling, we're having fun, we're getting you excited. And then after, we have affirmation before we choose a word to really set off the class. So it's about community and releasing all of that we carry all day. And then you can reach those goals. But it's bigger than that. I know that it's about never quitting, but never quitting on yourself.
Yes.
You know? So I'm like, give me five more. But it's really something that trickles into your entire life.
That's true.
And that's true. Why I just hope to impact one person at a time each and every day. And I can live this life in purpose and also continue to overcome the things that I've been through.
Very true. This is the time we have. And thank you, Aileen. Thanks to Shimai Steakhouse for all they have done for us to be in online. And thank you to our listeners. And we'll be back here next week.